Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I always knew that Denny Long loved him some Dr. Dre. Welcome back, Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk to Michael Rand. Randball from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Baker Hotline. Are you a Dr. Dre fan as well, Randball?
I'm a huge Dr. Dre fan, but I'm not a certified tree specialist.
I love it, my man. Well played, well played. Hey, you played that better than the Minnesota Timberwolves played the Oklahoma City Thunder. I got a bunch of stuff I wanted to throw your way, but let's kind of put a bow on the Timberwolves season. It was another really good season. Look, you made it to the Western Conference Finals. Yep. I thought that it was not a good series for them, and look, the better team won, but it was so lopsided, and that, to me, in my opinion, is it shouldn't have been the case. The Timberwolves are a better team than what we saw, but at the end of the day, OKC, they weren't messing around.
No, they weren't. They were not messing around. That was a tough series. It was a tough matchup. I think you're right. They didn't play as well as they could have played, but I think Oklahoma City wins that series 8 times out of 10, if we're being honest. And that shows you how far away they are from being like a true bona fide championship contender. Like, you know, Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row, that's fantastic. But they do still have – they're not in that class. They're not in that class yet.
You know, when you look at the Timberwolves, there's a lot of questions as they head into the offseason because you've got player options for Naz Reid. You got a player option for Julius Randle. And I think that both of those guys will opt out and become free agents. And then you're also going to lose N'Keal Alexander-Walker. And so, in your opinion, like, when you're starting to look at just those names specifically, how do you navigate the free agency if, let's assume that both those guys opt out and we know that N'Keal's probably going to get a nicer look somewhere else. How do you navigate the end of this year into the summer with those three guys?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, it's complicated because not a lot of teams are going to have a lot of money to spend. So I was like going into this assuming they wouldn't be able to re-sign Randle and Naz. But I keep talking to Naz, but I keep talking to Chris Hine, our beat writer. He's like, I think both of those guys are coming back. So I think Randle isn't as clear as Naz on an opt-out unless it's, you know, an opt-out negotiating long-term kind of thing. But there's just not a lot of people who can pay either one of those guys. So Naz definitely deserves to earn more, but how that all plays out, I don't know. What we do know is they don't want to be a second apron team again. So I think they can afford both of those guys, Naz and Randle, without being a second apron team, but they're going to have to let go of N'Keal Alexander-Walker.
Right.
I think that's it gets out of that.
So this is the deal. This is what I think, Mike.
Yeah.
I think that they I'm not going to sit here and say there's an agreement already done, but I believe that Julius.
I believe
that Julius Randle. I believe that he wants to be back here, and I think that the feeling is mutual, and I think that they'll probably agree on some sort of like 3-year contract or whatever. Yeah. Right now with Nas, to me that was trickier, and this is the reason why I say it. I love Nas Reed. The fans love Nas Reed. He's got a cult following like no other in the NBA. Right. The but, though, is he said and he believes that he is a starter in the NBA. I don't believe that Nas Reed is a starter in the NBA, and I don't think that the Wolves should be paying him as a starter in the NBA. If he believes that and he wants to be compensated as a starter, then I'm sorry. We're at the end of the Nas Reed experience. This is my opinion.
Yeah, and I've always viewed him more as a luxury, like a nice to have more than a have to have. And I think that's where you have to be shrewd this off season. If you're Tim Connelly, like what's the value there? Now, if the market's just not there for him and you can get him for something, reasonable, but you're not paying him starter money, like maybe that becomes the play. Cause like, if you sign Randle and Rudy's here for, a few more years, like at least two, and he's got a player option after that. Like, I don't feel like you do this 3-headed monster in perpetuity. I feel like you need a slightly different look at those big man positions if you're going forward eventually.
Yeah. I just don't, I wonder what is reasonable. His player option is 15.
That's very reasonable.
I think I think that he's probably looking to try to make like 25 up.
Yes.
And so if I'm the Wolves, and I hate this, I'm just out at this particular point. Yeah. And I'll say this. You talk about value. Nikhil Alexander Walker last year was it $4.5 million? He made like less than $5 million. I would rather pay him 15 than pay Nas 25 and up. To come off the bench because he knows his role.
Yeah, although I think you have more ready-made replacements hopefully for Nod.
Yes, with TJ and
Reed, with Shannon, with Clark. Those guys are perimeter guys. So it's tricky as they navigate that. What I really want for this roster going forward is some clarity at point guard and a backup big man who can play defense.
Yeah, yeah. That totally makes a lot of sense. We're talking to Michael Randall from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's transition to a team that's playing really good baseball, and that would be the Minnesota Twins right here on the radio home for Twins baseball. First pitch tonight at 9. The pregame starts at 8:30. Twins are looking a lot better, number one, because the pitching over the course of the last month has been outstanding both in the bullpen and the starting rotation. In the last couple of weeks, the bats have picked up.
Well, they're getting guys healthy, right, too? That's a big piece of it. Like, Matt Wallner is back. He homered in his first game back. Byron Buxton, had that unfortunate collision with Carlos Correa, goes on the injured list. He comes back, doesn't miss a beat. He's doing great right now. He had 5 RBIs last night. Correa's been hitting better lately. You got to get Royce Lewis going at some point. That guy's had 2 0-for-30 slumps in his career. He's hitting like 127 this year. He's in the lineup tonight. Maybe they can get him going, but they look a lot better when everybody's healthy in the starting lineup, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no question about it. When you look at the Twins, who has been the most surprising player to you in terms of how they have how they've started here in the first half?
It's a good question. I feel like Chris Paddock is on a huge roll right now. The fact that he has been pitching deep into games has been surprising to me. I think what Harrison Bader is giving them has been a surprise to me. Ty France is only making like $1 million. Like, he's probably one of their more professional hitters. Like, they've had some nice, pleasant surprises along the way. Who are you thinking?
The very first name you said, ding, 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 that's the ultimate, right? Chris Paddock, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Chris Paddock is doing right now, he's pitching like he's one of the best starters in the American League. Like, if you just look at the sample size, it's a small sample size, but if you look at, like, his last 5 starts, I'm like, who was that guy? That's not the Chris Paddock that we've known the last 3, the guy that's been oft injured, the guy that can't get out of the third inning. This guy is going deep in games now.
Yes, he is. He did. He pitched 8 innings the other day. Do you think he pitched 7 in the a recent start? Like, that's a luxury.
This is contract year, Chris Paddock.
Yes, and you got to wonder too. Like, you got to wonder, what do you do with him eventually? Because you like Zebby Matthews, you like David Festa, you still got Simeon Woods Richardson pitching in the minors, even though he was here for a long time. Like, is Paddock someone you say he's pitching too well to give him up, or do you say here's a guy who could get us something at the trade deadline that help us get over the hump in a different way?
Yeah, it's just super interesting. You look at it. And this team is just playing good baseball, and I predicted that they would win this division. Now, I do want to sit here and acknowledge the Detroit Tigers are better than what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
They are phenomenal. Good. But I think that the two top teams in this division are the Tigers and the Twins. I know that the Guardians, they play us tough. I don't think that they're better than us, and I don't think that the Kansas City Royals are better than us. They've already DFA'd Hunter Renfroe. They just brought up one of their star prospects because they need a jolt in their offense. So I think that Kansas City's trying to figure it out, and it seems like early on in the season they're starting to hit the panic button.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, all those teams are decent, but I think if you look at it from who does something as well as the Twins pitch, I don't think either one of those teams does anything as well as the Twins pitch. So I think there's definitely the argument to be made that they're the second best team from that standpoint, because they're just that good from a starting pitching standpoint and a bullpen standpoint.
Yeah, two final questions. One, I want to ask you about the Minnesota Lynx. Your thoughts on their 7-0 start to the season. Right now, it just feels like the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty are in one tier, and it's everybody else.
Yeah, and they tip off probably right about now.
Yep.
So they're going for 8-0 tonight against Phoenix. That's a Target Center. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm scarred by so many Minnesota teams that had a good year and then they kind of run it back and you think, okay, can they do it again? It's never the same. And they had like the double whammy of how last year ended and like carrying that chip on their shoulder coming into this year. Like, I was wondering if they're going to be distracted, can't do the same thing twice. Not been a problem. They're just that good. They're 7-0. I think they're fantastic. You know, Collier missed a game. They didn't miss a beat. Then she came back and played great in that game the other day. So I'm just impressed with what they're doing. I didn't know that they would be at this level again, but here they are, 7-0.
Yeah, they're just a damn good team. Like, as a whole, like the whole of their team is better than the individual pieces. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. I mean, Collier is playing MVP level, but just the way they've put that team together, the complementary pieces, I don't think you could have done any better.
Yeah. Final thing is, today, unfortunately, we mourn the passing of just an unbelievable professional athlete and a really good person by all accounts, Jim Marshall, passing away at the age of 87. Just your thoughts on his passing. I started the show with just saying that it's a travesty. It's one of the great professional sports travesties in Minnesota sports history, in that Jim Marshall's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, think about the longevity streak. Think about how dominant he was on all those defenses. Think about the fumble recoveries. Like, if you were growing up and you didn't follow that era, like, the one thing you knew about him, unfortunately, was the wrong way run, right? But he was so much more than that. He was like everybody else on that defense, it feels like, is in the Hall of Fame. So I think it was... It's not right that he's not in, but what a career, what a player, what a person. Like, 87 too. That's a great run for that long. I think he's talked about like all the surgeries he's had over the years. He had artificial hips, artificial knees, everything like that. Like, he endured a lot to be the kind of player that he was.
Yeah. Hey, Ranball, you're the best, man. I appreciate your time.
Always. Take care.
All right. That's Michael Ranball from the Minnesota Star Tribune joining us here on the Lake Show. All right. We'll break. We'll come back. You know what's next? It's the bite of the night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so tonight's Bite of the Night involves the head coach for men's baseball at Coastal Carolina, Kevin Schnall. And he was upset and in a press conference called out one of the top coaches in college baseball, Florida coach Kevin O'Sullivan. And Coastal Carolina, they defeated East Carolina to advance into the super regional round, 1-0. And in the post-game press, sir, that he did, he made sure that he stood up for sportsmanship. And I applaud coach for this. And, you know, you may never have heard of him. To be honest with you, I had never heard of him either. It's Coastal Carolina College Baseball, okay? But when I see somebody that says something and stands up for what's right and also calls out what is wrong, I applaud that. And I thought that this is a really good soundbite to play. He felt that Florida head coach Kevin O'Sullivan, and Florida's a top program, was extremely disrespectful to numerous people. Take a listen. Once again, this is Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall. Kevin O'Sullivan, this is a thing. Like, you should be respectful. And I get it. I'm not looking in sitting here and saying that people don't make mistakes. Because, in my opinion, Coach O'Sullivan, it sounds like he made a mistake by going at some people. But then when you do make that mistake, maybe you should come out now and just apologize for berating and talking bad about others. I just don't think that's okay.
This was kind of a completely unnecessary rant by Florida Coach Kevin O'Sullivan. Because, you know, anybody that has ever seen sports or watch sports or knows about sports or can spell sports knows that when you are in a tournament setting, if the game before yours goes long, your game is going to get pushed back. And the regional game a couple of days ago, actually, what is today? Today's the third. It was 2 days ago. The regional that was supposed to start at noon got pushed back to 1 o'clock due to a prior game ending late. He used profanity. He berated Coastal Carolina and NCAA officials. He should know that if there's a game that is going late, you just can't say, you know what? Well, this game's still going on, but we have to play. That's not how this works.
Mm-hmm.
The game before yours has to end. And then you've got to redrag the infield. You got to paint the line. There are a lot of things that you have to do to get a diamond ready. He should know this. The thing about this is completely out of Coastal Carolina's hands. This is completely something they don't control how long the games before them go. Like, this is, it's just really unprofessional and unnecessary. The whole reason for this, I don't know if you saw the video, Henry. It was just, it's appalling. You're like, what are you doing? It's Bush League.
Kevin O'Sullivan has actually, you know, because this is not his first time kind of being in the limelight. Because remember, he had the Texas A&M fans that were yelling at him.
Oh,
and
yes.
They were upset. And I'm not backing what they did, because what they did, the heckling, the heckling that they did was wrong.
It was over the line.
It was way over the line. And they were upset because Kevin O'Sullivan had he's married to a woman now. And I guess he got married to her. They actually were together before she was divorced. Her husband ended up committing a murder-suicide. It involved a kid, too. And so, like, people were upset with him about that, whatever. It's not – but, like, you got to draw the line somewhere. It's not like he caused an innocent kid to get killed. Like, that is on the adult that perpetrated the crime. But it's just like, I don't know, man. You've been through a lot. You should know better.
Well, and as a college head coach.
And he has apologized. Let me say that. I see that on Baseball America, he has apologized after the tirade.
Well, that's great. That's fine and dandy. But it never should have happened in the first place. Like, that's...
Yeah, but I'm just... I mean, I got to bring that up, too, because we sit here and we say that people make mistakes and they shouldn't do what they do. And then when they apologize for it, I want to note that.
No, I'm not saying that it's not good that he didn't apologize. It's good. It's mature. It's the right thing to do. If you're going to be upset, to me, it's like you can get upset about things within the context of a game, but just when something like this, and you've had this success, so it's not like you're new to the spotlight and you're kind of cracking under the pressure. He's won a national championship. He's had a whole ton of success. This was a completely unnecessary, and those people at Coastal Carolina, like, they're not a high profile university. I mean, this is something that is going to affect them. Like, this is something that is going to be a part of their life for better or worse for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, guys, NBA front offices have absolutely lost their minds. We get to that next year on the Late Show. NBA front offices have lost their minds. And I mean that. I think it's ridiculous how NBA front offices are operating right now. The news earlier that Tom Thibodeau from the New York Knicks, gone. After 5 years, gone. After the New York Knicks had their deepest playoff run in 25 years, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. A game six, no less. Bounced by the Indiana Pacers. And he gets fired. Now, Tibbs, I'm not going to sit here and act like he's the best coach in the NBA or that he's even top five. But how do you fire him now? After the season they just had? I don't think this makes any sense. But the reason why none of this makes sense is that the NBA executives have lost their minds. This is what is happening in the NBA right now. That you are such in a pressurized situation to win that they're moving on with you quick. The fact that Joe Mazzulla, who won the championship last year, was on the hot seat at one point with the Boston Celtics this year is insane to me. Michael Malone, a top five coach, in my opinion, in the NBA, won the NBA title with the Denver Nuggets 3 years ago. Actually, make it 2 years ago, 2023. And he got fired this year. Michael Malone got fired. The fact that Mike Budenholzer won an NBA title for the Milwaukee Bucks in 2021 and got fired the next year. Oh, who else got fired? In 2020, Frank Vogel, the LA Lakers won. So what if it was in the bubble? They won the NBA title. He got fired the next year. You want me to go further? Nick Nurse, NBA championship, Toronto Raptors, fired. Like, what is going on? What are these NBA executives doing? And this is the thing. Every time they pivot to another coach, it's not a better situation. You know who's in the finals right now? Rick Carlisle.
Yep.
Rick Carlisle won a championship with Dirk in Dallas. He got fired after that. Like, and I'm not saying that after you win an NBA title, that you get a decade to show that you can coach for that team. All I'm saying is, I think that you've at least bought yourself 3 years. It's insane to me. This is not good for the NBA. This is insane to me.
It is a what have you done for me lately business. The Michael Malone thing, it was weird with Denver because they got rid of Michael Malone and Calvin Booth, the general manager and the head coach, both gone at the same time. Which, you know, I mean, you look at the success that they had. Now, maybe Tim Connelly had a hand in that and part of it, but still, there was this dynamic that wasn't working. Well, you figured you'd get rid of one or the other, but not both, with just a handful of games left to go in the regular season. The Bucks thing, it bugged me in the sense that you get rid of Mike Budenholzer and you bring in Doc Rivers. Nothing against Doc.
No. They didn't even bring... No. They went to Doc after they went to... Who was it? Adrian Griffin was the coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Adrian Griffin was doing just fine.
Yeah, and then they went to Doc. I guess the
insanity.
It is. It is such a what have you done for me lately business. And I think what frustrates me about it is you got this guy who had success, and then eventually you're settling on somebody who has been around the block, which is fine. Nothing against Doc, but. Yeah, you have Nick Nurse in Toronto, Mike Budenholzer in Milwaukee. Not exactly the easiest places to win. And then Frank Vogel, I mean, L.A., maybe he just wasn't the sexy name. It is so hard in that business because they say in coaching, you're hired to get fired.
How can you fire Budenholzer, which I thought was insane when they did that? You fire him, right, which I thought was wrong. Then you hire Adrian Griffin, and you gave him a half a season. You didn't even give him a full year, and they were having a good year. And like, I don't understand it.
And even Budenholzer, wasn't he early in the season too? Like, it was not. I don't think it was long into the season before they got rid of him. And it used to be in any sport, you have your young players, and you've got a few years to let everything come together and gel, and then after 4 or 5 years, okay, maybe it's not working out, unless you're the Cleveland Browns, then they just cycle through them, you know, like crazy. But if I was somebody that wanted to get into coaching, I would be like, I don't know. Because guess what? Then this trickles down to other, you know, to other levels. And if you don't have immediate success and that immediate gratification, again, in places, how many championships had the Bucks won? Before that, when was the last one? Like 1977 or something like that? and Toronto, they had never won a championship.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't, because you're not giving these guys. How do you know how good a coach is if you're putting these unrealistic expectations and let alone winning a championship? Like, yeah, it should give you some grace period, but I just think some of these executives have such unrealistic expectations now.
The Phoenix Suns, even their head coach, even when they lost, Monty Williams was doing a fine job. They fired Monty Williams, and then they hired, who's head coach now? Frank Vogel?
Yes. It's just the recycling of the same old thing. That's what I appreciate about the Wolves is, I mean, right now you've got the questions with the ownership, and you know, we know that you've got what's going to happen in the future with the, you know, potential new build. You've got all of these questions that are surrounding the Wolves, but the one thing we don't have to worry about is Chris Finch. And I feel like they've given Chris Finch the opportunity to coach up Anthony Edwards too. Like, you've got these superstars.
And Vogel was fired from the Suns, and that's where Budenholzer went.
And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You have these coaches, and if your youngsters, I mean, there could be a myriad of reasons, but I don't know, too, if it's player-driven, because players have more influence nowadays, which I hate. I don't like the players having the influence over the coaches or players having the say in personnel decisions in the offseason. Like, I'm just of the belief that general managers are general managers, coaches coach, players play. And I don't know if that's part of, you know, the recipe that maybe we don't see.
No, I do think that's a good point. I do think that some of that is in there, because there was rumblings that maybe Budenholzer and Giannis weren't on the same page. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that about Mike Malone, though. And you never know, him and the Joker. But evidently, it sounds like the locker room was divided about Russell Westbrook's time and how much clock he was getting.
Yeah, about like
Calvin Booth didn't want him to get as much playing time. There was a disconnect there.
Because Calvin Booth wanted more like the Peyton Watson, you know, wanted him more.
It was the other player. I can't remember the other point guard.
Christian Braun?
Nope.
Jamal Murray?
Nope. There was another player. I can't remember. He didn't get a whole lot of playing time. He's a backup.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sorry, I don't know my Denver Nuggets.
But it's not Denver Nuggets fan line, so don't worry about it.
No.
But the bottom line is this. I think that the NBA is out of control with this. It makes no good sense at all to just move on from one coach to the next that quickly. Like, you're winning titles out here.
Yeah. But what?
Like, if Kevin O'Connell was to win a Super Bowl this year,
mm-hmm.
I would hope that Kevin O'Connell was going to be the head coach and have some rope at least for multiple years. It isn't like, oh, we got to run it back to next year or else he's out of here.
Well, and that too, it's like different organizations.
Imagine the Chiefs firing Andy Reid because they lost Super Bowl last year.
I mean,
he's over there.
I mean, yeah, Andy Reid, maybe he's got to go to Vegas and replace Pete Carroll there, another team in the, AFC West.
Well, New York, that situation with those fans, and then we played the soundbite from WFAN, that didn't help anything.
Oh.
They're all mad at Cat. They're mad at everybody.
Yeah. Greg Giannotti's probably behind this. He and Ryan Russillo. I know they're behind this. Boomer Esiason, they're all behind all of this. When you have not... See, and here's what I wonder, Henry. When a franchise doesn't have a lot of success, and then they do, and you're like... Okay, we found something with the players. It's not the coach, but it's like you're downtrodden, average, mid, bam, all of a sudden you're a championship team. Like, why do you think that you have reached a level that a coaching change is going to get you even higher? You can't get any higher than winning a championship.
It's ridiculous.
And it is. It should buy you a little bit of time, especially when you haven't won a championship in years or had any success. Again, Knicks went to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1999. I mean, I was still in college in 1999.
Unbelievable. All right, coming up next, we'll get to headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, we won't waste any time because at the top of the hour, we have Stephen Silton in studio, so let's get into headlines.
All right, let's get to it, H. Minnesota Department of Health is reporting that two more cases of the measles have been recorded in the state, bringing the total to four cases so far this year. The United States is just up to just under 1,100 confirmed measles cases as of this past weekend. Texas added 10 cases in the past week. Colorado is reporting a new outbreak. Two elementary school-age children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses this year. Other states with active outbreaks include Colorado, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. Now, measles is caused by highly contagious virus. It's airborne. It is preventable through vaccines and has been considered eliminated from the United States since 2000. Minnesota Department of Health Infectious Disease Dr. Jessica Hancock Allen says one of the cases involved an unvaccinated child in Dakota County, and the child had spent time at the Mall of America while sick. Measles. Has a harder time spreading through communities with high vaccination rates, above 95% due to herd immunity, but childhood vaccination rates have declined nationwide since the pandemic, and more parents are claiming religious or personal conscience waivers to exempt their kids from required shots.
I just think that we all have to do a much better job of taking care of ourselves and dealing with illnesses, both ourselves in terms of hygiene and also impacting others. Like, we got it because the country and where we're headed with RFK Jr., they're not going to assist us in that way. So we have to do a much better job. I'm going to be proactive about if I'm under the weather, I'm just got to take better care of myself. And, you know, if I'm really, really not feeling well, I won't show up to work. I can still work from home. You don't have the same liberty because you have to be here every single night producing the show. There's dynamics to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're just in a tough spot right now, I feel like.
MAHA is not Make America Healthy Again. It's Measles Are Here Again. Thank you, RFK Jr. And if you're not going to get your kids vaccinated, you're hurting your kids. Like, okay, we didn't have these many issues before the pandemic, but it just seems like the pandemic brought out the worst of us. And we're still seeing it. Hey, staff at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, kids call it FEMA, were caught off guard and left bewildered when the Disaster Relief Agency's new acting head, David Richardson, told personnel that he is previously unaware that the United States had a hurricane
this
season.
This was so embarrassing. I saw this.
Which started on Sunday. Now, he made the comments during a briefing Monday morning, and while some interpreted the remark as a joke, others said it raised concerns about the recently appointed acting administrator who had no prior experience in managing natural disasters. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson claims the comment was made in jest, adding, quote, FEMA is laser focused on disaster response and protecting the American people, except for Kentucky or North Carolina or Mississippi. It remains unclear whether Richardson's comment, joking or not, reflects a lack of knowledge before assuming his current role. In recent weeks, he's repeatedly referenced FEMA's preparations for hurricane season in meetings and interviews. Richardson has promised to enforce Trump's agenda, and in an all-hands meeting on his first day at FEMA, Richardson told agency staff he would, quote, run right over anyone who tries to prevent him from carrying out the president's mission.
This will not end well for him. Just hearing that he will run right over anyone who tries to prevent him from carrying out the president's mission, this will not end well for him. And by the way, because people remember, D.I., this guy did not realize that there is a such thing as hurricane season. Mm. That's utterly embarrassing.
I think we all
what
know
are
that.
We doing? We're just putting people in any roles, right?
I mean, maybe you can just give him a Sharpie and have him go be the new head of NOAA, too, because apparently a Sharpie redirects hurricanes. So if you redirect the hurricanes, guess what? You don't have a hurricane season. Bam, put me in the cabinet. I know. Hey, actress Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen have tied the knot. According to People magazine, Steinfeld and the Buffalo Bills quarterback wed in a ceremony in California on Saturday, who also published photos from the event. Now, the star and Allen have been romantically linked since 2023 and debuted their relationship the following year when Allen posted a photo with Steinfeld overlooking the Eiffel Tower in Paris. In 2024, the pair announced their engagement on their Instagram pages, sharing a photo of Allen bent on one knee during what looked like an elaborate proposal, complete with dozens of candles and a pink floral display. Earlier this year, Steinfeld said in an interview with the Who, What, Where that Allen made sure she was dressed up for the day, and it still caught her completely by surprise. Couple is known for being private, something Steinfeld says they are intentional about. Quote, when you realize that so much of your life is already out there in every aspect, you really learn to cherish the little thing that isn't. She said it just makes extra things special, and it's just for you.
Yeah. She's having a great year. And I know that the year just kind of recently got started, but she's having one heck of a year because, look, they're happily married now, and she is in the movie Sinners, which has been a box office hit. It's like the movie that everybody's been talking about for the last month. So congratulations to her and to Josh Allen.
So if the Buffalo Bills make it to the Super Bowl and Haley Steinfeld is, I don't know, in attendance, or maybe she is attending any Buffalo Bills game and she is shown on television, are people going to lose their freaking minds like they did for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is just more of a woke thing.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
I mean, we don't even know what her politics are, so.
I can guess.
Yeah. Stephen Silton in studio. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.